Welcome to this very special bonus episode of Check the Energy podcast. In it, I'm going to be doing a mashup. There are two different audio recordings that you will find in this podcast that have to do with the energies of the eclipse. Today is April 8th, 2024, and there is a very potent energy that is being incredibly amplified and moving through us individually and collectively. There have been two videos that were recorded, so you are welcome to watch the visuals of these. I'll make sure to provide the links in the description box. But what I'll be covering in this audio share is awakening, ascension, the eclipse, your path, and my eclipse story. So we're giving a massively big overview of these larger energies that are affecting us, that we're quite literally living through and participating in right now in this paradigm shift. But on April 8th, 2024, is a more amplified opening portal time for us to be intentionally engaging with these energies rather than feeling a victim to them or feeling like we are in a state of fear. And so it's with that intention and that, let's say, like deeper reverence for life itself that I offer up this special bonus mashup episode. Enjoy. Hey, it's Vanessa, and welcome to a new conversation on energy. This one is going to be, we're just packing all the big concepts into one video, and I'm actually going to challenge myself and see if I can make a shorter video for you today. It's going to be about awakening, ascension, the eclipse, and your path. And so I'm going to touch a little bit on each of these points, as always, from an energy perspective. I'm no astrologer. I simply read the energy. I'm a seer. I'm an energy guide and an energy teacher. And so I always like to look at what's happening in the world and what's happening within our lives from that energy context perspective and filter. And so when I share these, insights or clarity out into the world, what that does is not only help you refine your point of view and see what resonates and what doesn't, but it also activates your ability to also read and navigate the world from an energy perspective. And that is a big part of my path and my calling and my vision and purpose and mission. And so I love bringing you these conversations. Now, before we get into the details, I, as always, love to welcome you here, whether you are new or returning. Thanks so much for tuning in to this conversation. And please do like, comment, subscribe, click to get notifications, share with your friends, all that good social media stuff. So this gets out to more of my people. I really do appreciate that. So thank you. And let's just jump right into this big topic, big mini topics, actually. So we've got awakening, ascension, the eclipse, and your path. So it's one thing to dive into, these big topics that are very relevant for the collective and also very active in our own individual lives. And I find, as much as I love to learn about these and tune into what they mean to me, what I'm sensing and reading is going on, it isn't until I make meaning and application and integration into my own life that it all starts to make sense in a new and different kind of way. And that is very much what this time is about, this new paradigm experience that we're having and the shift that we're in, is we are quite literally recalibrating to the way that we view, experience, and show up in reality, in our day-to-day lives, and in our understanding or inner standing of everything that's going down. So I'm gonna just define each of these concepts in my point of view, share with you. I would love to hear if you have a different or expanded perspective. Please do feel free to leave that in the comments. So let's start with awakening. Right now, currently, we as a collective, as a species, are in an awakening. What does that mean? I've often heard people, and even myself, talk about it like, oh, you're getting connected with the true you. Well, what does that mean? Who is the true you? And if you haven't been that, who have you been? What have you been doing? Who are you showing up as? And so awakening, the way that I frame it, is really, it's really more about a remembering. It's really more about of a tuning inward so you can then experience and expand your perspective on the external reality. Once you start to tune into what's going on with you and get actually more of a sense of who you really are, and we're going, you know, there's kind of the bridge time, right? First, you're in this, I am human, and this is my experience. Moving into, I'm human, and I'm starting to connect with spirituality, and spirituality is becoming more of a solid part of my life. Then you move into the state. I mean, right, there's like a sequence to these. And I do want to say something about the non-sequential aspect of this period as well. Then you move into the space of like, oh, wait a minute, I'm actually a soul, and being human is part of my soul's experience. And when you orient to life from that perspective, you then realize you have a lot more authority, agency, sovereignty, power than you originally thought when you're in more of that human stage where you're like, WTF, what is going on? How do I work with this? What the heck is happening here? It's a completely different orientation and way that you perceive yourself is quite literally an individuation process. So there is a sequentialness to it. And at the same time, because of how energy is shifting and moving, this kind of goes into the ascension topic a bit. The awakening and the remembering can be more immediate, like a peak enlightenment moment. It also can be more multidimensional in nature, so less linear, less sequence. So there's multiple ways that time is moving and the way that you are experiencing reality is happening. It's all happening in various different ways. And that's why it can be, from a human perspective, feel like it's a little more challenging to track, right? Because we're like, what is going on? I had this wild experience. Where does this fit into my model of reality? How do I work with this? Who am I now that I've had this experience? And so again, this is part of the awakening. We're having an expansion of consciousness with how we perceive and experience reality. I'm going to stop there because even just one conversation on awakening could be a life's work, right? So let's move into ascension. Ascension, essentially, is, and if you want more details, I have an energy guide program. It starts relatively soon. If this is your jam and you're really coming to the space from feeling that sense of activation in your own intuition and your own sensing of energy, and you're really starting to get that there's a higher purpose for it all, please do go check that out. It's vasmith.com/energy-guide. And there is one of the 24 modules that we go over is on awakening and ascension and how that's showing up specifically in your life. It's not just the content, it's the experiential application and going through it together as a group to be talking about this more. But to move back to ascension, because it's interesting, it's not necessarily a topic that I've gone into too much depth on in this channel. Ascension is exactly like it sounds. It is an elevation, specifically in frequency or vibration. Everything that exists has a frequency and a vibration to it. And we're getting more in tune and attuned to what that frequency and vibration is within ourselves, within everything around us. And we are beginning to navigate our world from that energetic relationship perspective. And so ascension, what's happening is the frequency is rising, essentially. And it's rising within us. It's rising within the earth itself. It's rising from a collective perspective. It's also rising from a galactic and a cosmic perspective. So there's many different frequencies that are increasing right now. And what that translates to in our daily lives is we have more of a sense. Well, let's see. What that translates to is when the frequency rises, whether it's rising within, I mean, really simultaneously in multiple places, it's all rising. And so we're kind of in this incredible cosmic soup, so to speak, you know, with like we're all interconnected here. And so we're feeling the rise of that frequency within ourselves and within our environment. But what that does is it quite literally pulls out lower frequencies. We're talking old versions of you, old limitation programs, old shadow aspects that you don't want to acknowledge exist within you. So, and when those densities or lower frequencies get pulled out of our system, it can be very uncomfortable. It can feel like we're moving a few steps back versus a few steps forward. It can have the effect on the physical body that you actually feel quite unwell. So you can have some of the common ascension symptoms are tinnitus, like your ear ringing, headaches, overall fatigue, because your body, your dense physical lower frequency body, that's not bad, it's just a different frequency, is expanding. It is quite literally changing. The systems and structure of your body is shifting physically and energetically. Now, if you're looking at things purely from an energetic or purely from a physical perspective, we will say you might not notice too much change because the physical reality is vibrating. Even though there's an increase in frequency, it takes a little longer to get on the scene. You know what I mean? Like we came to the physical reality to experience the process, and the process is generally slowed down over time. So for those of you that are like me, that are here for building something, building a legacy, building a vision, building a project out in the world, sometimes it takes forever, right? Or we feel like it does. We're like, why is this taking so long? So there's a cultivation of patience that needs to happen when you know that you're part of the build. That being said, we may not notice necessarily any physical changes happening within our physical being, but we'll feel them. We will feel stretched. We will feel a symptom expression, like something isn't quite clicking into place. You know, like we don't feel like we normally feel, more sludgy or just slowed down in some way. It's because these frequencies are moving out of our system. Our shape is changing energetically, and it will eventually adjust how we appear physically. Again, that's going to take a little bit longer, though some of you that are highly tuned in will notice the subtle changes. I know I do. Like sometimes I'll look in the mirror and I'm like, I look different. Something is different. And so there's a lot more I can say about that. But again, I'm going to try and keep this like basic overview territory. So that is in a nutshell, ascension, frequency rise, pulling out lower frequencies within your system, AKA older, denser versions of yourself, patterns, programs, behaviors, ways of thinking, ways of being. It's uncomfortable, feels like you're taking a step back, but you're not. You're literally ascending. And so it's important to have this context. Also important in the larger, I want to say more mainstream narrative, and also, well, both the like the allopathic and the holistic model of healing, right? Like, addresses the symptom rather than the root. And so whether you're going to get a prescription because you're like, what is going on? Why do I feel so, you know, horrible physically? And it's not that you should ignore the symptoms. The symptoms give you information. And it's very important to know the larger context in which the symptoms are emerging so you can get more clear on the root, so you can actually know how to work with what is happening for you right now. Can't recommend enough to start building your personal apothecary of energy medicines. I have loads more to say about that, and we'll continue to talk about that in the coming months and years about your personal apothecary. Anyhow, there are some even more holistic models or approaches or healers where they are also addressing solely the symptom. That's an old paradigm model. So even if you're going to a naturopathic doctor and they're throwing like 20 supplements at you, not that supplements aren't helpful and needed in certain situations, you just might want to like seek out somebody that has an expanded awareness and consciousness and does a more integrative perspective where they're looking at the root while also looking at how to work with the symptoms and how that gets expressed. But you always want to go root cause. Hey, some seed plant here, and also really start to develop your own discernment around what I'm experiencing right now. Is there something truly out of balance with my physical body that needs to be addressed? Or is this just an ascension symptom and I need a nap? And I need to set down my phone and stop scrollholing. And I need to just go merge with moss and hug a tree. And I say that in jest somewhat, but I'm actually not joking. If you go out, and I was thinking, I want to start a group called Moss Meanderers or Merging with Moss or, you know, Tree Touchers, something like that, because it is a complete reset for my system. And I know if it works for me, it's got to be working for other people too. And I want to hang out with those people because like, I really, really love to reset my natural rhythm by going to nature. Anyway, those are some thoughts on ascension. Before I move into the eclipse and your path, I just want to say the point of creating this conversation, this video share, is we are existing within the intersection of all of these different energies that are happening simultaneously. And we're wondering, why do we feel off? What's going on? It's like, hold up. We as a whole, as a collective, are becoming more aware, curious, and sensitive to energy because our energy systems are shifting and changing. I've done a load of videos around this, so please do peruse this channel. If you happen to be listening to this on the Check the Energy podcast, go over to my YouTube channel, which is Vanessa Smith Energy Guidance. There's a load of videos about the energy system shift. If you want to learn more and learn how to apply it in your life, then go to vasmith.com/energy-guide. And perhaps we haven't started yet and you can join or join the next group. So there's all of these energies that are intersecting within our lives, and they are influencing us greatly, more than you realize. And so I wanted to kind of bring in the big players today in this conversation, the awakening, the ascension, and the eclipse and your path. So let's move on to the eclipse. So currently when I'm making this, it is a few days before April 8th, 2024. If you happen to find this video at any other time, It just means there's something relevant and resonant for you to be paying attention to. So keep tuning in. But if you are finding it at the time that it's coming out, then definitely like keep tuning in, because the solar eclipse is happening on Monday. And so I want to talk a little bit around what that is, what that means. I will preface it by saying I am not an astrologer. I actually was prompted to create this conversation based on a very short clip of there's quite a number of astrologers I really admire. And whether you believe in astrology or not doesn't mean it's not affecting you. Like, it's always affecting you, whether you think it's real or not. So I don't know. I would suggest learning a little bit more about it. I find for myself that because I'm so tuned into the energy in general, whenever I look at astrology, it tends to be very confirming and validating, and go, oh, that's why I was feeling the energy as I was feeling it. Makes sense. So from the eclipse perspective, it's a solar eclipse. It's a new moon eclipse. New moons tend to be about like planting seeds of intention, though I've heard don't try and do much of anything around in the eclipse period because there's such big energy. Just kind of let it do its thing is the general advice. And to just take quite good care of yourself, right? Rest when you need to, et cetera. So the eclipse often brings out whatever's underneath the surface for you. Whatever position the eclipse is in, like whenever it happens. So the eclipse is in Aries right now. Aries is all about, it's the first sign of the zodiac. It's all about me and ego and, individuation, initiation, fiery war. Like there's just this, really claiming your identity in the world. Who are you? Who are you really? Who are you here to be? And so those themes might be amplified for you right now. If you find yourself acting in old ways or kind of evaluating like, oh, wow, it doesn't really feel aligned for me to show up in this way anymore. That is very classic Aries, to be reflecting on that and to like take charge, to really move forward and say, no, I'm carving a new path for myself. Now, here's where it gets kind of interesting. Chiron, which is an asteroid, right? Yes. It's known as the wounded healer. And Chiron is in the exact same spot. I believe it says it's conjunct. Again, correct me if I'm not using the right astrological terms, but Chiron is in the exact same position as the solar eclipse. So again, solar eclipse is going to amplify whatever's underneath the surface. Because it's in Aries, it's going to be about our self, self-expression, individuality, who we are, who we're meant to be, how we're showing up in the world. So we're going to be thinking a lot about who we are and our role here and what do we want to initiate. That's going to be loud. Except Chiron's showing up at the same time. Chiron is the wounded healer. The story of Chiron is essentially like it's the wound that never quite heals. It's the wound you can guide other people through, but you can't really change it so much for yourself, like at least in terms of total full healing and release from that wound. So wherever you have Chiron in your chart, that's gonna like show up just as amplified. Easy way to find it. I will put a link below. I really like Chani Nicholas. I always mess up her last name. I'll link it in the below. You can get a free chart, and she breaks it down in not just astrological language, but also in, I want to say like regular human language, no, but just like in more beginners, layman's terms. And so you can see if you scroll down to the bottom after you put your info in, it will show you where Chiron is, like if it's in Aries, if it's in Libra, wherever it is, and what house that it's in. And so that will give you, and then just take that information. So for example, for me, I have Chiron and Aries in the 12th house. So that's my wounded healer. And I'm actually going to make a separate conversation to go up about my eclipse story, because, well, for many reasons that I'll go into in that actual recording. So all you do, just look it up, where Chiron in whatever sign it is, in whatever house it is, do a little Google search, and that will inform you on how to best work with the energies pre-eclipse, on eclipse, post-eclipse, right? It's going to be, and then the eclipse energies kind of play out over the next 6 months. And so this is, it's a real opportunity actually to very intentionally work with these energies in your life, to be the alchemist that you are, and to allow yourself to move into the higher frequency version of you that's emerging anyway, right? It's like, we might as well support that process rather than fight with it, or resist it, or react to it, or, you know, be in the woundedness of it. So that's a bit about the eclipse. And now I want to talk about your path. So your path is really the expression of these different energies at play and how you choose to work with them. Your path, you have a uniquely designed path. I always give a nod to Human Design, Gene Keys, and astrology. No affiliation, just simply because they've been very, very helpful tools for me to learn. And I'm pretty tuned in. Like, I'm, you know, this is one of my gifts, one of my areas of like specialty, to be tuned into my own soul blueprint, to know myself very well. I'm sure it has to do with being a Scorpio and being psychic and like all of those pieces, right? And so, but the way that the frameworks, those frameworks have been so illuminating for me in terms of my own design and why I'm here and what my purpose is about and how to live that in a more conscious and aligned way. And that is part of the collective call right now, is intentionally setting up your path. And these energies that I just went over, they're at play. Whether you choose to play with them consciously or not, they're shaping your life. They're shaping your path. They're shaping your perspective and what you experience, the opportunities that you call in, and the connections that you cultivate, right? And so when we think about our path, we have so much more. And I think that this is also part of the awakening process and the ascension process and the eclipse process, is that we are becoming more aware and conscious of how much agency, power, and sovereignty we have around shaping our path, around who we are and how we show up in the world. And so, instead of, you know, going down this more inverted route of like, oh, if I just, you know, buy this thing or travel to this place, like we always think that the solution is outside of ourselves. And it's not that we don't want to, you know, travel or experience different aspects of the human plane, physical plane of reality, right? That's part of the experience. But to think that relocating or changing how you look externally or buying this thing is going to inform your path is misguided. It may give you information, certainly, you know, you may have an experience around that. But right now, as a collective, we're searching for deeper meaning, because the light in us is quite literally emerging and cracking through every, we cannot live a life that isn't aligned with our spiritual truth. And everything that you seek, that you think is going to be a solution, is really just you awakening to and aligning with your spiritual truth. That's what the path is about right now. That is the bridge time that we are in, to remember that, to embody that, to project that out into the world, to consciously create that path. What is your spiritual truth? Who are you really, and how are you showing up in the world? How are you creating your path? And all of these energies are going to be, they are influencing you. So connect with them. And instead of being in this old inverted, old paradigm model of feeling like you're a victim to whatever is going on. And believe me, I know the energies can hit hard. I've had plenty of moments, you know, crying in the corner or curled up on the floor going like, when is this going to pass? This is really intense. But then it passes. And the light, you know, it rushes in. The light rushes in. I said this the other day in another video that I recorded. I saw this very poetic short clip on Instagram, and this guy was talking about, you know, we don't need to heal anything. We just need to allow ourselves to relax enough and to trust enough that love just rushes in when we do. And so this is a bit of a similar concept that I want to express to you about your path, because if you are like me, have been a seeker, what is my purpose? What is my path? You know, please give me clarity. I know there's a bigger context we exist within that personally is connected for me with my Chiron, with my wounded healer, which is why I feel compelled to share my story. And also as a, I don't know, an initiation and a statement of reverence and honor for and respect for the path that I've been walking. And I think storytelling is medicine when used in appropriate contexts. And yeah, so I'll be sharing that pretty soon. It'll likely come out on the eclipse day. But in the meantime, please do work with these energies. Please do see yourself in the context of awakening and ascension and the eclipse and Chiron, and your path will become more clear. Your confidence will increase. Your self-worth will become more rooted in, I would say, divine love for yourself and divine love of life, rather than the ego push-pull of, you know, yeah, how we regard ourselves. So that's part of the journey that I'm walking. It is likely yours as well. With that, I'm going to sign off and say thank you so much for tuning in. Please do like, comment, subscribe, click to get notifications, and share with your friends. I do appreciate that. And I will be back again soon with another conversation on energy. In the meantime, take care and work well with these energies. Hey, it's Vanessa, and welcome to a new conversation on energy. This one is going to be about my personal eclipse story. And what that means is right now we are in an eclipse period. On April 8th, 2024, there is a solar eclipse. This means many different things from many different perspectives, but I wanted to take a more personalized approach to working with the energies of the eclipse, and through sharing my story, hopefully inspire you to start working with the energies of the eclipse in a more personal to you kind of way. So I'm gonna give you kind of a little recap of the energy of the eclipse right now. And just say that if you happen to be finding this outside of the eclipse season or the eclipse opening, it's likely there's something in here that is very relevant, timely, resonant for you to be tuning into. So please continue to stay here for this share. That being said, I did create a video recently that was on awakening, ascension, eclipse, and your path. So I'll link that in the description box if you want to tune into more of the big picture of the energies that are at play right now. Okay, before I get into the details, as always, welcoming you here, whether you are new or returning, glad that you are tuning in. Please do like, comment, subscribe, share, click to get notifications, all that good social media stuff that gets us out to more of my people. I really do appreciate that, so thank you. And now let's just jump in. Let's talk about my personal eclipse story and how we are, how I am working with the energies of right now. So first I'm going to do a little recap about eclipse energy. When there is an eclipse, there's a more amplified a more amplified energy. It's going to show up more loudly. So depending on where the eclipse is located. So right now the eclipse is in Aries. It's a solar eclipse. It's pointing towards the north node, which is where we are headed. It's our evolutionary journey, right? So that's what the north node is about. If any of that's incorrect, please let me know. I am admittedly not an astrologer. I simply do this for my own learning because I find that it enriches my own transformational process. And I love learning about this. And obviously, as you know, my specialty is more in the energetics, in reading energy, seeing energy, looking at energy psychology and those underlying energy dynamics, and then translating that and teaching and guiding and around energy so you can activate your own innate abilities to do the same. That's more my shtick in the context of this larger paradigm shift that we are in and the role that you play in that. And that's what I talk about on this channel if you happen to be new here. And so the eclipse will amplify, the eclipse energy will amplify what's underneath the surface in wherever it's located at the moment right now. And so it's located in Aries. The eclipse is in Aries, and Aries energy is really about the individuation process. It's about where you are in how you see yourself in, you know, it's the first sign of zodiac. It's kind of statement that you associate with it is I am. So it's really about individuality, initiation, the individuation process, independence, really kind of claiming who you are in the world. Here's where it gets interesting, which I also said in the other video that I was referencing, is when this is happening, Chiron is also at play. Chiron is known as the wounded healer. And so wherever, and it's the wound that never quite heals. It's the wound that kind of comes up again and again, and perhaps you're able to facilitate or support some healing for other people in that area, but it's sort of the ultimate rub or paradox or the irony that you can't quite ever fully heal it. You just carry it with you and you learn how to work with it in different ways. And so Chiron is in, I think it's called conjunct, but it's in the same position of the eclipse. Meaning, so here we are in eclipse, louder energy that's focused in on who we are individually, how we show up in the world, who are we going to be, who are we claiming, how do we initiate that process? So that's going to be loud for the collective. Obviously, I'm looking at this from the energy psychology perspective. There's also other, there's other ways to look at eclipse energies, maybe from a more perhaps scientific lens or collective history lens. Usually big things happen around the eclipse time. And again, that's the amplification energy. You're going to also feel that within your own system, right? That amplified energy, because we are a reflection of the whole, of the macrocosm that we exist within. So we feel it within our system and it feels big. And so you may be sitting in that question. Now, when you bring Chiron into the mix, again, this is just a little recap and setting the stage for, you know, how I'm working with this energy. When you bring Chiron into the mix of the wounded healer, of the wound that never quite heals, think of how that might be influencing your definition or your description of who you are as a person. Because oftentimes we identify with the wound, right? What wounded us? What have we been carrying with us that is unresolved? And how does that impact our perception of ourselves, our perception of reality? Oftentimes when we look out into the world, we are looking through the filter of not just limitation patterns and programs, but we're looking through the filter of our woundedness. And given that Chiron is like just sitting right there, you know, loud and proud in the in this wounded healer mode that it is, energy that it is, at the same time, while we are redefining who we are individually as ourselves and in the context of the species and the larger paradigm shift that we're in, the collective shift that we're in, it can get a little, I don't know if wobbly is the right word. It can get a little intense. It can get a little confusing. It can be a little, actually very illuminating, very clarifying when we know what the energies are that we're working with, right? And so as you start to get to know these larger energies at play and you see yourself in the context of them, you then become honestly a little less resistant to your experience. Because oftentimes when we show up individually in ways that we don't like, or even when other people do, or we're hitting a pocket where we're like, oh, it's the same, I'm doing the same thing I always do and I hate when I do this. Instead of being a jerk to yourself about it, or thinking you're in the same spot, or feeling like there's no hope, or all of these different very human ways that we interpret how energy is moving through our system, instead to simply be like, oh, this is what's happening in the larger context. Here's how I can work with it. So that's a kind of a recap of these energies right now that are at play. And the way that I'm working with it, I'm going to just give you a little bit of a framework and then I'll share my example or my story. So you want to look up where Chiron is in your personal chart. Your chart is your design blueprint for this life. It gives you a roadmap. It tells you kind of like, these are the energies that are that you are specifically working with. Again, I'm not an astrologer. I've just used it for my own personal and professional development. And it's been highly, highly valuable for me. So I like to just spread the love of the things that I find highly valuable, because to me, that's part of the point of being human, is like, we find the things we love and we share about them. That's what you do. So look up, you can go to, again, I need to check the site, but I think it's Chani Nichols or Chani Nicholas. I always mess up her last name, but I love her down to earth approach around astrology. There's many astrologers I actually really, really love, but yeah, there's something about the layout of her chart when you do a free profile on her site that I find really, really helpful, because she includes kind of beginner's language or layman's terms to help you make sense of what all of the astrological language actually means. You're like, oh, okay, I get it now. So in there, if you do a chart for yourself, it's free. Just scroll down to the very bottom and then it'll show you where Chiron is, like which sign it's in and which house it's in. Once you have that information, just do a little search. You don't have to use Google. You can use, what is it? Ecosia. That's the one that I use, or DuckDuckGo. Those are the search engines I prefer that are a little more privacy focused. And look up Chiron in whatever house it is, or in whatever sign it is, in whatever house it is. And that's going to tell you the energies that will be louder for you specifically. And then you go, okay, now this is what I'm working with in the context of redefining who I am, in the context of initiating new pathways in my life. And that's going to be the theme that'll be playing out, integrating, that you'll need to be working with consciously around applying to your life over the next 6 months. And so this is how I'm working with it. And this is what I just did. I just, you know, did a little research, typed it in, and saw that Chiron is in Aries in my 12th house. If you don't know astrology, and even me, when I read that, I was like, okay, cool. What does that mean exactly? So I looked it up, and it was very illuminating and very informative. And all of a sudden, all of these different circumstances kind of made sense of why I've experienced certain things in my life. And so it helped me put together the pieces of my personal eclipse story and what I'll be working with energetically, intentionally for the next 6 months. And so, again, Aries, like I've already mentioned, is about individuation. It's about how we see ourselves. It's about, being truly who we are in the world. And that is the time, right? Like it's about showing up authentically and allowing yourself to evolve and getting to know yourself at different stages and seeing how all of these different versions of yourself really merge together to create the truth of who you are now. And being bold about that, being independent about that. That's the Aries energy. Well, Chiron, the wounded healer, is in Aries for me. And so what that translates to is a whole lot of self-worth issues. So, and I think, you know, at this point in the game of my life, I feel like my self-worth has been, elevated. Definitely. I feel stronger, confident, more safe to be myself in the world, to follow the inner call, to show up and say what I feel called to say. But that's been a huge journey for me. And I even found that before recording this, I was like, oh, what do I wear? And oh, does my hair look okay? And, you know, very human things. But then there was a spiritual part of it too. There was part of me that was like, wait, is that the spiritual message that I want to bring through? Or is that the, you know, there was a lot of self-doubt, self-worth, self-questioning, and really kind of reconciling the human aspect of me that is still wants to look good and wants to be liked and is, for better or for worse, sometimes changes how I show up, like a little chameleon, little people pleaser, you know, with a little like PTSD mode of people pleaser of like, am I showing up in a way that will be palatable for people? You know, there's sometimes I listen back to my videos and sometimes I feel like a real high vibe energy from them. And other times I'm like, oh God, I can't stand my voice. So it all depends, right? So there's a lot of self-worth when Chiron is in Aries. And I was like, oh no, I'm done with that. Like when I read the description, I'm like, I feel complete. I feel very confident. And then as I set up the video to record, I changed the color a couple times. And I was like, oh, actually this is at play for me right now in this moment. Okay, how I'm going to work with that. And for me, how I work with that is actually through the 12th house, which is where Chiron and Aries is located for me. And the 12th house is all about what's hidden underneath the surface. It's about energy. It's about psychic. It's about the mysteries of life. It's about multidimensionality. It's about things that you don't always see. And if I could describe like my life in any kinds of terms, it would be very 12th house oriented because I see energy, right? This is a realm that is not as common quite yet in the collective. And because of that, there has always been an inner, sometimes a fight, like definitely an inner push-pull within my system of how do I talk about energy? So like usually when you have a lot of planets or themes in the 12th house in astrology, it's really about like being super sensitive to other people's energy, self-isolating or feeling like you should be isolated because you can't deal with people's energy. And so it has been a lifelong challenge, really, like the wound that does not heal or has, you know, healed in stages, but hasn't ever quite gone away, to actually feel comfortable and confident talking about energy in public because worried about judgment, me judging myself. Oh, do I look crazy? Oh, is this going to make sense to people? That's self-worth issues. That's like worried about how you show up to talk about these things. And interestingly, I've told a lot of people in my life, like lots of clients that reflect that as well. They are so brilliant and so skilled at what they do, and what they do absolutely crosses, well, not a lot of them. Some of them, with some of them, it crosses the threshold into the spiritual and energetic realm. And they're like grappling with whether it's safe to be seen, to be talking about spirituality, to be talking about energy, to be showing up as their true self in the world. These are very Chiron and Aries 12th house types of themes. And we pull into us from an energy perspective and a logistical design perspective, other people that reflect our journey, right? Some, it's a continuum. Sometimes they're over here, sometimes they're over here, but we're all kind of working through the same themes. And so I find to work with this energy more intentionally is the more that I can get very solidly rooted in how I experience and define spirituality for myself, in my rootedness, right? Like you see this, these roots back here. I chose this picture on purpose. The more that I am connected with that, the more my self-worth rises. The more I feel free to speak and show up, however, whatever I'm wearing, however my hair is, whatever wants to come out of my mouth at that moment, the more aligned I am with my spiritual connection and my multidimensionality, whether somebody's like, what does that mean? What's multidimensionality mean? Like, what do you mean you see energy? What, you know, it's like the more clear I am in my roots and my connection to my truth and my spirituality, my 12th house experience, the more my self-worth rises and I'm able to show up and simply do what I'm here and designed to do. And so this is the way that I am personally working with Chiron in Aries in my 12th house. Chiron in Aries, self-worth issues. 12th house, all about the hidden life, all about the unseen, all about, you know, so like when I was younger, I really felt like I needed to either prove to people, like I was the little show pony psychic, I needed to prove to people that I was psychic. I don't care if you think I believe it or not. Like, I know what my truth is. So there's definitely been like a healing journey for me to go through that process. And to get to the point where you no longer need that, my self-worth is high enough that I no longer need that validation from other people. And so I feel like it's my sacred, I want to say both initiation, which is definitely an Aries energy, but my duty, my responsibility to share my story of that process, of that healing journey and that transformation, because that's what we're all walking through right now. It's like, do we allow ourselves to heal from the wounds that have held us back from being ourselves? Do we allow for that? And it has not always been an easy process for me at all. I still work with it. It's still my Chiron that is like not totally gone away. And some days it's easier than other days. But the more committed and connected I feel to my spirituality, the easier it is. And that's really relieving. And I'm really grateful that I was willing to be uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was willing to be uncomfortable because it's uncomfortable when you face your wounds, when you're in the energy of like all the things that you fear. And for me, because 12th house again is about being sensitive to energy, and which is very much my reality. So when people think a judgment about me, even if you're like some, you know, stranger on the internet, I actually feel it. I don't just feel it. I can actually hear what you're thinking. So it's a little awkward. And you have to realize that your self-worth needs to be high enough that that in itself creates an energetic boundary that you are no longer affected by other people's projections on you. Because people will judge you. They will. It's part of being human. We do this. But if you are judging yourself, if your self-worth is in the tank, then it's those projections from other people that end up actually truly hurting. But they're also a gift because they're just showing you where you are judging yourself or where you aren't tight enough with your own energetic boundaries. So, I mean, ultimately, it's all a gift, right? But in the moment, when you're experiencing it, it can be highly uncomfortable, especially if judgments are coming from people that you know, people that are in your life and you can like feel their judgment. It's hard to like not take that on when your cup has a hole at the bottom of it, right? Or, you know, it's like people's judgments or even their compliments, they just kind of like fall right through until you seal yourself up and you value your own beingness from this deeper, more expansive well of knowing who you truly are and why you're here. That's a spiritual game. That's a spiritual game. And that is the game that humans are awakening to. And so having gone through the process, I feel like, well, that's an appropriate assignment for me to be talking about this and having gone through the journey and still going through the journey of it. So I just wanted to share my eclipse story with you, how I'm working with these energies, how they still show up for me. And like, it isn't the game to like get rid of everything. It's the game is to, you know, yes, release what doesn't serve, but just integrate it and be who you are now. From that larger, deeper well, that spiritual perspective, especially if you've got a lot of themes in your 12th house. So I'd be super curious where your Chiron is at, what house it's in. So feel free to share that in the comments below. And with that, I'm going to say thanks for tuning in, and I will be back again soon with another conversation on energy. Take care.